USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Amidst a tough week, Democrats find something to cheer about.
On this vote, the yeas are 228 and the nays are 206. The motion is adopted.
The House last night passing a $1 trillion infrastructure bill. This comes just days after Democrats lost a governor's race in Virginia and narrowly avoided losing the governor's race in New Jersey. President Biden sees good news in the latest jobs report. The Bureau of Labor Statistics releasing the report yesterday, over 530,000 jobs added. The unemployment rate drops to 4.6%.
America's getting back to work. Our economy is starting to work for more Americans. Thanks to the economic plan we put through in Congress earlier this year and a successful vaccine deployment, America continues to add jobs at a record pace.
But labor force participation shows no movement in October, still under 62%, and we're 4 million jobs short of where we were pre-pandemic in February 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, and they're worried they're stuck with it. One that costs too much or doesn't meet their needs, or for whatever reason, they're just not happy with it. If that is you, some great news. There really is another choice. It's called MediShare, and it's such a great option, especially if you're self-employed, changing jobs, or part of the gig economy. Here's what you get when you switch to MediShare. First, huge savings. The typical family saves $500 a month. You also get a massive doctor network. You can just use the doctor of your choice, or MediShare's free 24/7 telehealth option. And you get to be part of something you can believe in. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. No wonder MediShare gets double the customer satisfaction ratings compared with typical health insurance. So no, you are not stuck. You've got a great alternative. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A reason for optimism in the fight against COVID. Pfizer reporting yesterday its COVID pill can help cut the risk of hospitalization or death in high-risk adults by almost 90%. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb telling CNBC who will benefit.
This is going to be a backstop for people who have a breakthrough infection despite vaccination that's being studied for breakthrough infections, people who don't respond well to vaccines, and people who can't get vaccinated for whatever reason.
Pfizer plans to submit its data on the pill to the FDA by Thanksgiving. The CEO tells CNBC he expects the drug could be available by the end of the year. A rising number of breakthrough COVID cases in the UK being blamed on children. Health officials say unvaccinated kids are passing the virus on to their vaccinated parents. Research finds vaccinated people have a 25% chance of catching the virus if they live with a symptomatic COVID patient. It's time to turn back the clocks. Daylight saving time ends at 2 a.m. Sunday, so turn your clocks back before you go to bed tonight, unless you live in a state or territory that doesn't have daylight saving time. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A high-profile murder trial underway in Georgia. Wendy King has more.
A jury in Brunswick, Georgia, has heard opening statements in the murder trial of three white men charged in the fatal shooting of an unarmed black man. 25-year-old Ahmaud Arbery was fatally shot in February of 2020. Glenn County, Georgia prosecutor Linda Dunikowski.
All three of these defendants did everything they did based on assumptions. Not on facts, not on evidence, on assumptions.
35-year-old Travis McMichael's lawyer, Bob Rubin, says the case is really about one thing.
It's about Travis McMichael's duty and responsibility to himself, to his family, and to his neighborhood.
The attorney told the jury at the time that neighborhood was on edge due to multiple burglaries. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The NFL at odds with Congress over a probe into the Washington football team. Tim Berg has more.
The NFL is missing a deadline in the probe looking into the Washington football team. The House Oversight and Reform Committee made the claim Friday, but an NFL spokesman says the league has responded to questions asked by the panel. Brian McCarthy adding relevant documents are being identified in addition to questions about privilege and keeping folks anonymous. The committee is looking into the workplace culture of the NFC East team. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.